Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Apparently happy National Pie Day, I found out today when I got to work and took a pie to the face.
You did. It's
just
out
about
there
10
too.
Minutes ago.
Best part
I
is,
smelled terrible.
Just on the Kicks Twitter page, they have a boomerang of it.
I saw that.
That's it's, sweet.
Dude, that was a lot of, there was a lot of topping on that bad boy. I smell horrible. Like Willie J took a pie to the face over on.
Oh, you did?
Did you not? Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did. Yeah, but
I know
106.3
because we both do these other morning shows and.
Yeah, you're. Oh, right.
By the way, Hooks, you want a good laugh?
I absolutely do. Chuckle? I love to chuckle.
You want
to
chuckle? Today is Grapevine Day, right? Today is our Grapevine Day.
Yep.
So we needed to have a tiebreaker because Lauren and I each had it was like 431 to 431 for votes. On who got it.
Yeah.
We open up the phone lines over there, and I told you, it's Grapevine Day. Who do you think called in? You got a guess?
Travis?
No.
Kuby.
Karen.
Karen! You got the pie. Your girl Karen.
A ton of trouble.
Oh, you're going to see her girl. This afternoon, too.
She's in trouble, man. That's not right. Good old Karen. One of the regulars down at the Vine.
Good job, Karen.
Yep, that was her fault. So, and by the way, man, that stuff, like the milk, wiping my face is still coming off.
Yeah.
Like there's still, and I've washed my face like
and
three
it
times.
It smells awful.
It does. It's horrible. This is gross. But anyways, happy National Pie Day. Go out and get a
nice
pie somewhere. Where do you get a favorite? Are you a pie person? Do you have
favorite? You know me. I don't eat a ton of sweets, but I'm not.
Sell them.
Yeah, but I have it occasionally, but I'm just not a.
I'm not a pie person.
No.
I don't eat a lot of, like I'll eat a cupcake. Or 20 if they're in front of me, but like I'm not a super. Now I'm even less after taking a pie in the face.
You're
about
not
going to
use any
kind
of like topping anymore.
My mom makes a mean chocolate pie though. Like she does a. My mom is she's got a good chocolate pie recipe, so that's not bad. But yeah, happy pie day. Go and get a slice of pie if you like them. I'm waiting for National Beer and Ribs Day. That's what I want.
Isn't that every day?
It is for me, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like, now that's like saying, we're in for National Grill Day.
And the building is making fun of me because I look like I'm ready for a country concert. I'm in a cut-off sleeveless t-shirt and my Husker Nick camo hat and jeans.
Yeah,
like, I do look like I'm ready to go, like, George Strait, is he in town today? Because I'm ready for it.
Oh, no, you're ready.
I'm ready to go. But don't let these white arms, you know, blind you fellas while we're in this studio.
Turning this way a little bit.
Got a lot to get to, though, on the show. Very excited about this.
A lot of news.
A lot of news actually coming out.
Wow.
Here in about 20 minutes, I want to talk about 20, 30 minutes, maybe in the next segment, actually. I want to talk about this whole, did you guys see the news yesterday? Apparently, there's more to this Bud Crawford, Conor McGregor stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
Than meets the eye. And I don't know. I'm not buying it, and I'll tell you why in like 15 minutes. I'll give you the pros and cons of it for Bud. And to me, what it is it's a... this is a major knock against boxing, is what it is. This is a major knock against what's going on in boxing, and I'll explain that coming up. Also, Zion made his appearance last night, first game of the season. Did not disappoint, 17 points at one point in a row for the Pelicans. But it was an example of why the NBA is so screwed up, I think. So, and we'll talk about that coming up later in the show. Also, Marco D'Angelo coming on wagertalk.com. Yes, there's no game this week, but I was talking to Marco yesterday, and we're going to start talking lines, what the early line is, what he thinks it'll close at. We're going to talk about, there's like 300 prop bets coming out. We'll talk about some of those, and then we'll just kind of talk about the season in general, throw some questions his way. So if you have any questions for Mr. Marco D'Angelo, make sure you jump on at Marco in Vegas, at Husker underscore Nick, at ESPN Hooksy. Tag us in that bad boy and tweet at us, and we'll happily do that. I'm curious how people decide to, whether to vote for the, or like which way to go on the like national anthem. Like, yeah, how do you...
Do you go back?
Is there a way to look at how she's done this at other events?
Do you analyze different songs that she has done? I don't know.
When she holds a note forever?
I don't know.
Or not?
I don't know.
But then, like, it's strange because every year there's, like, it varies so much between artists, how long it's going to be and all that kind of stuff. So we'll get to that with Marco. We'll talk some Huskers later in the show. Want to kick it off, though. One of the big news of the day yesterday was that Eli Manning announced that he was retiring on Twitter, announced that his time has come and he will retire a Giant at age 39. There was some speculation that there was a few teams that were possibly looking into his services, but he decided that it was time to hang him up. All right, so Eli Manning, this is a guy that's got two Super Bowl MVPs, two Super Bowl championships. He is a 500 all-time quarterback if you look into wins. He is was the active leader in interceptions by a long shot. He's like 11th, I think, on the all-time list, 12th, something like that, in interceptions in league history. He's also top 10 in yards, top 10 in touchdowns, and he is a guy that one way or the other, people don't sit on a fence about. They either stand on the he's a Hall of Famer, or they stand on the hell no, he's not a Hall of Famer side. What do you guys think?
I'm going to tell you, I think he's a Hall of Famer. I'm on the side of the Hall of Fame for him. Like you said, he sits there. You look at his stats and the numbers. You're obviously going to look at some of those. Some of the other ones: seventh all time passing leader in passing yards, eighth in touchdowns. He's thrown for over 57,000 yards. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he has the interceptions, but he's got 366 career touchdowns. You mentioned that he's a 2-time Super Bowl champion. He is one of 5 quarterbacks to ever win multiple Super Bowl MVPs. Along the list of those guys are Bart Starr, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana, and Tom Brady.
Okay.
So he joins that group. Last but not least, he's a Manning.
So that just gets you in?
He's a Manning.
That just puts you in the
thing?
It's
part of the gig, man. You're a Manning.
All right.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I tweeted out I think he is a Hall of Famer for a few different reasons, but I'm going to give you the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just sitting here. Couple arguments that I've heard against him. There is a quarterback who retired 7th in yards, 7th in touchdowns, and at the time when he retired and was just a stat machine in Vinny Testaverde. A lot of people saying, man, Eli's Vinny Testaverde but had two magical runs, which separates him from Vinny Testaverde. Is that enough to get you in? I've heard that argument.
Mm-hmm.
You can add on, by the way, he was the 2016 Walter Payton Man of the Year. I think that counts towards something when it comes to being in the Hall of Fame. I know that's not necessarily on the field stuff, but when you're the face of an organization like Eli Manning is for the Giants for 16 years, being the Walter Payton Man of the Year means something, and I think that should be taken into account. Maybe not a huge percent, I get it. We've talked on this show before, Hooksy, about Super Bowls aren't everything. Championships aren't everything when it comes to deciding, you know, if someone's a Hall of Famer or comparing them to other players. That kind of stuff. So why do the Super Bowls seem to mean so much with him?
I want to say it's the runs and where they came from. If I'm correct, they're both wild card runs, right?
And both against the Patriots.
Both against the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I was just going there. I'm saying one, it's the way the run happened, and two is who they beat. I think that gets you part of this a little bit of how difficult we know how difficult it is to run that wild card Super Bowl, mm-hmm. right? And I go back, I looked up Testaverde stuff, by the way, just as a comparison of that argument. I think Testaverde played like 20 years in the league, right?
Yep.
He had 23 more interceptions than Eli Manning in 20 years. Less touchdowns.
So he played more seasons but had more interceptions.
More seasons, less yards, by the way. He only threw for 46,000 compared to the 50. And again, I'm just
that's his era, bro. Like, he was seventh when he retired.
Yeah, when he retired.
Like, I can't, just like if I were to sit here and say, like, Johnny Unitas, well, when he retired, he was number one.
Yeah, and
he ain't
I get
even
that.
Close to that now.
I'm getting, like, I'm looking at the number of years and the era, and I get all that.
It's all about the era. He was one of the most prolific throwers
of
football when he played.
Absolutely. But I'm going back to that Super Bowl thing. I think you're getting a little credit based on how those Super Bowls were done.
If he's getting credit for winning Super Bowls, should he get credit for losing games? Because he was 117 and 117 in his career, which will be amongst the worst.
That'd be
part
of the games.
I think, what's his face from the Jets? Joe Namath was worse, I think, than that. There's only a couple guys that went into the Hall of Fame with losing records like that. How about this one for you? He led the league in intercepted passes 3 times.
What?
Eli Manning did. Eli Manning, here's another one. Is 14 interceptions in a season a lot?
It doesn't seem like it anymore.
Really?
Maybe sometimes.
How many guys this year?
I don't know. It seems like maybe. What was his touchdowns?
Hold on. I'm gonna make a point to you here. Because again, I told you I think he's in. Because I think the fact that he won 2 Super Bowls, was MVP of 2 Super Bowls, that's good enough for me. That's a unique thing. And it was against Tom Brady both times. That's a unique enough stat that I'm like, all right, so that's, you know, I'll let him in. And by the way, he is the greatest quarterback to ever play for the Giants. And he won 2 Super Bowls, so he should get in. Let me give you just a compare for this NFL season. And we throw the ball a lot more now. But... so this year, 14 interceptions, there was only, 5 quarterbacks who threw more than that this season, okay? So 14 is a lot, and especially back when he started doing it because they didn't throw near as much. Are you ready to hear how many seasons Eli Manning has had 14 or more interceptions?
He played 16 years?
Yeah.
I'm guessing 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years.
Well... he's consistent. You knew what you were getting.
Three of the seasons, he threw 27, 25, and 20.
Woo.
He also has thrown 18, 17, and then a bunch of 16s and 15s in there. He's never thrown for more than 35 touchdowns. He's only crossed the 30 threshold 3 times in all those years. 1 year, he was 18 and 27 touchdowns to interception. That's Eli, man. Here's the one thing I've always said about Eli, too. Eli Manning was a guy that would, if his team was down by a bunch, he did not give a rip if he was throwing picks or not. He would just heave-o this thing down the field. And I've always said there's something to admire about that because he didn't care about his stats. It was pretty much, if I get a chance to win a Super Bowl, I'm nails. Average probably the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. But he played for a long time, a long, long time. The thing about Eli that's going to be tough, those Super Bowls are what he has to stand on, Hooks, because his numbers...
a lot of it. I'm looking at some of these guys and their numbers that are in the Hall of Fame.
Think about the guys that are coming up behind him, all right? So right now, he's going to retire at number 7 on the list, 57,000 mm-hmm. yards.
Yep.
Matt Ryan's going to be there in 2 years. Is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer? Not right now.
Not right now.
Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer. He'll be passing him soon. Phillip Rivers, we've had the discussion if he's a Hall of Famer or not. Phillip Rivers is going to throw for more yards, more touchdowns, less interceptions, have a better winning record. If you count that as a big stat for you, he'll have it.
Yeah, because
I mean,
right
there's
now,
a lot of stats there.
Yeah, because right now, compared to if you look at Eli's record compared to Phillip Rivers, is now like one. It's 128 and 107. And going back, if you're looking at win loss, and you look at a guy like Testaverde. He was just...
oh, he was on some garbage teams.
Yeah, garbage, 92 and 126.
Yeah. No, he was on some garbage teams, man. Tampa Bay for a long time.
Wow,
and then
boy, that's
Cleveland
bad.
For a long time. And then even those Jets. He did lead some Jets teams late in his career, though, to some winning records. Other guys that'll be passing him sooner than later. Matt Stafford right now is sitting 16,000 yards behind him. That's 4 years for Stafford. Stafford's still
He's
in his 20s.
Catch
He'll catch him. So, I mean, there's just it's a lot to talk about and think about. I
still go back. I think part of that is going to be the debate, like with the last name Manning, too. I think it's part of the gig.
So it is, but I'm also going to say his last name's Manning, so I think a lot of people are harder on him.
Could be.
It's two sides of that coin.
Or do they feel bad for this Manning?
I don't know. There's two sides to the coin, and I'll say this. Let me ask you this question.
And then how much lobbying goes into this thing for a Manning when you have a guy, where you have a guy like Archie and your brother Peyton?
I heard this argument earlier today on a national show. Clay Travis made this argument, and I thought it was a good one. I made a note of it, and I like this argument. He made the argument that Eli is a Hall of Famer, and while championships, like we always say, aren't the end-all be-all, they do matter. And in his story, it matters, right? Mm-hmm. So Clay Travis made this comment. He said, if I called up the Cincinnati Bengals, because he was saying that playing for the Giants and being a Manning was a net negative for how people feel about him. And I agree on that. There's a lot of people that hate the Mannings, hate the Mannings.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're like, screw those guys, you know?
Yep.
Or the Giants, even though the Giants, as an organization, how many championships have they won? 3, 4, something like that? The Giants fans, because they're in New York, expect excellence all the time, right? So the fans, people also hate New York teams, so there's a little hate there. Clay Travis made the point this morning, and I thought it was a very good one. He said, if I told you, Hooksy, you're the Cincinnati Bengals front office.
Yes.
If I told you that you were about to draft Joe Burrow, and at the end of his career, he'd be 7th in passing yards, like 12th in interceptions, he'd be top 10 in touchdowns, and he'd have 2 Super Bowl MVPs because he won 2 Super Bowl for you, you would possibly rename your team the Cincinnati Joe Burrows because he'd win you 2 championships.
He'd win you 2 championships.
If the Miami Dolphins, right?
Yep.
If he was drafted to the Dolphins, and they said the same thing, they'd say, yep, and I'm building a statue for that man.
Yes.
If he went to Jacksonville, they would hand over fist, start crying down there because they'd be so excited.
He would own the team.
But also, we would look at him and say, man, this dude won 2 championships for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sure, he's, you know, a career 110 guy,
yes,
but he won 2 championships with Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
These Giants teams weren't all that great, all right? Like, they had some good players at times. When they won their Super Bowls, they took advantage of it, and they won with some of their players. But these weren't all great teams. He was on.
No, they weren't great
so
teams.
So I would make the argument that he is a Hall of Famer because that logic makes sense to me.
That's a really good logic. Right,
it makes
there.
Sense to me.
Because nobody goes back. Sometimes you don't go back and think about what the teams were like that he propelled to a championship.
There's a thought process that these Giants were better than what they were. Because that organization, the Giants organization is a very respected organization. And it'd be like if he would have done exactly what he did for the Denver Broncos, you would have said, I don't know. Because the Broncos are an organization that, for the most part, it's been rough the last couple years since Manning retired. But you go back and look at the last 30 years of Denver Bronco football, and they're a really good organization that's won a lot of games. So when you think of, hey, I'm the quarterback of the Broncos, all right, you probably have a good defense and you got solid parts with you on offense, you should be winning games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I said, I'm quarterbacking the Jacksonville Jaguars and I want to, you must have overcame some major stuff to make that
happen. How much adversity did you get through to get to that point?
So to me, that's the difference.
They have 4, by the way, total. As an
4 total. But you get what I'm saying.
Like,
I like that argument.
Absolutely.
That logic train for Eli Manning works for me. Like, I'll tell you right now.
I'm looking at some of their roster, the last championship they won, and it is not like the who's who of NFL rosters.
I'll tell you right now, you look at a guy like Tom Brady, a part of his story, we got used to the winning at the end of his career, but part of his story is the franchise that he played for and the Patriots. And, I mean, the Patriots had Drew Bledsoe. They were solid. But the Patriots, and they were solid. There was a time in the 80s, obviously, where they won some games and stuff, but they weren't like this amazing
juggernaut
winning franchise. And Brady and Belichick made it that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, Patrick Mahomes is going to have an advantage by being in Kansas City. Had Patrick Mahomes been drafted to Green Bay, like Aaron Rodgers winning that Super Bowl, right? If let's say this season is the only Super Bowl Pat Mahomes wins, and he gets in one other and loses it, but he puts up these dumb stats his whole career, and he's known as the best quarterback in the league and all that stuff. They're not going to hold against him the one championship only like they do Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Because Green Bay is title town, baby. You win championships.
You win. You're
it's
supposed.
Expected
it's expected
that you win championships in title town. So, like, there's a difference there.
That makes a lot
there.
Of sense. Yeah,
Mahomes
absolutely.
Is going to be favored by the fact that he's in a place in Kansas City that had not sniffed the Super Bowl in 50 years before he got
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. He's going to look
Andy Reid's legacy is going to look great.
Oh, my God.
Now that he's there because he took a franchise that had not been there in 50 years.
And imagine them going on and winning this thing.
Right.
What that looks like for any star on that team. Any
you see
of them.
What I, you see what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, if Eli Manning won 2 Super Bowls in Detroit.
Oh, he'd be... They'd be lifting him up on the shoulders.
Yes. And people around the country would be like, man, that's the dude
that dude
won in Detroit
yes, in
and
Detroit,
did all
not
these
New
things.
York.
Right.
Yeah.
So I agree
I like
with
your,
that take.
And I like your point there about the story. Like when you reference Brady, a lot of it does go back. They'll look at that whole career and go, man, what was the story like? What was
right.
what was happening at the time? And he, you know, Brady gets in there for Bledsoe and then the match is made in heaven with him and Belichick and so on. I mean, there's books that'll be written about that kind of stuff. I mean, it's the same thing that's going to happen. Again, if the Chiefs going to win this thing on the second, the thought of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid leading Kansas City for the first time in 50 years
right.
kind of book.
Yeah,
It'd be the first chapter of a story, right, that propels the rest of the way out.
Yep. So, I mean, it just gives you an idea on the Eli. I know a lot of people, we're getting a lot of tweets from people saying Eli Manning, no chance, he's a Hall of Famer. There's a lot of people tweeting in saying that there is just zero chance. Don't let him in. Not that good. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. If you say that, I totally understand it because I just gave you the negative stats of Eli Manning. I mean, when you look at those the interceptions that he has thrown over his career, you'll sit there and go, oh, my God.
So yesterday when all this went down, right, all the announcement was coming, I was, I don't know what I was doing, but I looked at my phone and I had a notification of a tweet. Right? First one to tweet me. The Robin Washit. You know what he said?
Huh.
I'm going to need that Eli Manning jersey ASAP.
Yeah. You still have it?
Yeah. We just haven't connected to have it.
Collector.
It's collector now, right? Do I hold it up or what?
Let's go to the phone lines. We got Nick calling in. Let's see what he has to say. Nick, what's up, man?
Hey, I agree with your take on Eli getting in the Hall of Fame. You know, I personally don't think they should look at wins and losses because. You know, he's not playing defense.
Right.
I mean, they could lose by a field goal in the last second. I mean, there's a lot of variables there that could plus or minus that. But as well as the interceptions, I think if you look on the list, the top 20, I think over half of those guys are Hall of Famers. And I just think it comes over the course of your career. The longer you play, the more – you know, interceptions you're probably going to end up throwing anyway, so I think that's kind of a worthless stat as you get older. But if you put Ben Roethlisberger in, then you have to put Eli in because they're almost, in my opinion, the same players. You know, now they were both good in the beginning of their careers, but now they kind of tail off, you know, with injuries and what have you. So... just my opinion. So,
good
appreciate
take.
You, Nick.
Thanks,
good
Nick.
Take,
appreciate
man.
You.
Thank you. I like Nick. He likes his NFL. Yeah. I like hearing him call in. Some of the names on the interception leader list. I'll read you the top 10, and there's some good names in here. All right. I mean, if you need to know, Drew Brees is sitting at 15. Okay, in the history, and it is if you play long enough. I mean, if you think about it, if you average what 7 interceptions over 20 years, you're at 140.
Boom. Yeah, you're there.
So Brett Favre, obviously number 1, and he blows everybody out of the water. George Blanda, number 2. I don't know who that guy is. He's one of the only ones not in the Hall of Fame.
You don't count.
Vinny Testaverde, Fran Tarkenton, Norm Snead, Johnny Unitas at 7, Dan Marino, 8, Peyton Manning, 9, Y.A. Tittle comes in at 10. So that gives you your top 10 there. I will say, if you want another argument for how brilliant Tom Brady is, Tom Brady checks in at 41st on the list with only 179.
Wow.
Because he has taken care of that ball his whole career.
Whole career. Wow.
No, I mean, I always say when we talk about this kind of stuff, you know, if Peyton Manning would have been drafted to the Patriots with Bill Belichick and their front office and what they did, I firmly believe Peyton Manning has 6 championships, all right? Tom Brady got drafted to the right place. Had Kobe Bryant stayed with the Hornets...
Still makes me mad.
If Kobe Bryant stays with the Hornets, He definitely doesn't have, what does he have, 6 rings, 5 rings, something like that. He doesn't have all those. He might have one, maybe two. But it's a hard thing to do in the NBA, especially when the time he played, when you started getting some of those teams being built together. It's hard to win those things. So, like, a big part of winning championships and being a GOAT comes with luck.
It does.
You know? I mean, hell, Patrick Mahomes has a skill set that could one day, maybe, if he continues on his insane pace, have people saying he might be the greatest QB ever, right? Had he been drafted down to Houston, he would still be doing some good things because he's a talented as hell player.
Those win totals would not continue.
But he's got Bill O'Brien and a bunch of stupidity going on down there. You flip that thing and put what's-his-face down there with the Watson on the Chiefs. He's not playing at Mahomes' level because Mahomes is better than him, but he's playing at a higher level than he is right now, I guarantee that.
Well, yeah,
especially with the Chiefs' front office.
Andy Reid in the front office, for sure. Absolutely. It's all, again, a lot of that, like you said, that it's all luck and where you fall in drafts and things like that in the system and the quarterbacks and defense. So I agree with Nick's take on that win-loss record a little bit there, too.
Let's go to Gary Jerry's calling in. Gary Jerry, what's on your mind, bud?
Hey, is there a question that Manning doesn't get in?
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying he's not. I mean, I'll tell you, it's about 50-50, the arguments, whether Eli Manning gets in or not.
Well, here's the problem I have with that. He took mediocre Giants teams and won 2 Super Bowls. I mean, that would be my argument. And
you could also make the argument, though, that at the same time, he was the leader and the quarterback of those teams. So if they're mediocre, he's a little bit there as well. What years were those championships? Do you guys know?
Was it 7 and 11? I mean, look, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway,
he had in 07, let me give you a good one. The team in 07 was 10-6 on the season, right. And he threw 23 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. Did they win because of or in spite of him?
Good point.
The other one, what year did you say the other one was?
11, I believe. Yeah, 11.
2011. That year was a good year. 5,000 yards, 29 touchdowns, 16 interceptions.
And they were 9-7, by the way.
And they were 9-7 that year, and he was markedly better that year. So, Eli Manning's a tough case, Gary Jerry.
Okay. Well, I my vote goes to him. Anybody that can walk away with 2 rings in his career, that's more than a lot of guys ever get a sniff
sure.
at.
You betcha.
So, and some of those quarterbacks are better than Manning, who never get a sniff at it. So anyway, by the way, congratulations to Mr. Walker.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
That would have been the biggest tragedy in Baseball Hall of Fame history.
I was getting argued with when I was bringing it up on the show, yeah. and then we had Hooksy trying to compare Dale Murphy to Larry Walker, and all the percentages for Larry were way up.
Murphy should be in.
Good Lord, he should be.
Murphy should be a Hall of Famer.
Anyway, hey, you guys have a great day. Be careful.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Gary
Jerry. You know, I'm looking at some stats.
I
looked up a list ranking the top Hall of Fame quarterbacks of the modern era.
Sure.
And looking at Roger Staubach. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe he won two titles.
With the Cowboys,
I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, 153 touchdowns, 109 interceptions, 22,700 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning had 366 touchdowns, 57,000 yards.
Yeah,
so, like,
it's different
errors, dude. Are hard.
Like,
they
that's
hard.
A hard one to do. There was, what year, go back to, pick, what years do you have him in front of him? Roger Staubach's career?
69 to 79.
All right, so let's pick a really random year in there. NFL stats. 69 to 79, let's go 1974. All right, here we go. I'm just picking a random year just for fun, okay? So here is your stats that season. Passing yards in 1974. You had your league leader in, first of all, there was only a handful of guys that went over 300 attempts. Your league leader in passing yards that year was 2,667 yards.
Okay.
All right? Your league leader this year was 5,000-something.
Damn.
Yeah.
So,
errors
like,
change.
It's a different era.
Errors
like,
are-
it's...
Yeah, oh, I got
such
you.
A, and Roger Staubach, by the way, fourth in the league that year. He also threw 11 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. But he was fourth in the league in yardage. Also back then they played 14 games also. So it's a tough to compare and contrast between the two.
Gotcha.
When you get into the end of the deal. I mean, there was starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Dan Fouts, who was 23 years old at the time, that would go on to be a prolific passer in 11 games through 1,700 yards. I mean, that, you know, it's just a different thing. That's a different.
Absolutely. Deal. Those are hard. But it is. It's a hard case. But I also go back, and you said it. It's half the people hate it and say no, and half people say absolutely yes. You ever had a case, like, if you ever look back, this is the only case I can remember being like this.
You know who I can't
stand? For a quarterback.
Yeah. Can I give you a name of a guy that's in the Hall of Fame that I think is asinine he's in there? Jerome Bettis, I think, is asinine that he's in the Hall of Fame. And I am, like, dying alone on that hill, I think. Not many people jump in that with me because he was so beloved. Yeah, but, like, he played for a million years. He ran for about 1,300 and a half yards.
13,664 yards, like, per carry.
Yeah, 3.9. How crappy is that?
91 like, touchdowns, just, 200 receptions.
I mean, he did have a six-year run where he ran for over 1,000 yards. But this was also back in the day where you could be a 31, 32, 33-year-old running back and still get a chance. Like, I don't know. He's not a Hall of Famer to me, or he's borderline. He's in the Eli Manning category.
I'm telling you, man, a lot of that goes back to how you're perceived and how you're loved and how you're not loved and last names. And there's part of that that goes into these votes.
I just never in a million
how you conduct yourself, yeah. How you conduct yourself with media members. And I mean, you got to think about all that stuff. I think that goes into it. Obviously, I think the stats and all that stuff are a huge part.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those tipping points, I think, are how you've been your career with people, how you've, you know, that NFL Man of the Year, all those things that you end up being a part of, last names, families. I think that's a part that tips things over a little bit.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got Jay on hold. Jay, what's up, man?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's another guy that should be in the Hall of Fame that had a way better career than Eli Manning. He won two Super Bowls, was a Super Bowl MVP, won the Heisman Trophy in college. Jim Plunkett for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim.
There is no way in the world that he should not be in, or Eli Manning should be in before him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Jim Plunkett, I 100% agree with that argument. I think Jim Plunkett should be in, and I think if I'm going to put Eli in, obviously he should be in, and I'm 100% with you on that, man. I'm surprised, or I guess I won't be surprised if on, like, national shows you hear his name more often.
Yep.
And hopefully maybe this will help down the road when they do the whatever, the Hall of Fame vote, where he's on the, what board is that? It's where you're basically the old timers.
Yeah,
vote.
The old man board.
So
yeah.
Hopefully he can get in there. Thanks, man. Great call.
Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
He's actually in the harder Hall of Fame to get into, the college football Hall of Fame.
Is that one harder to get into?
I don't know. Think about, like, some of the people that aren't in there are kind of crazy.
Yeah, Jim Plunkett's another guy, though, that, you know, when you talk about him, and I think he is closer to that Eli Manning-esque thing. So let me give you this real quick. Jim Plunkett, two Super Bowls with the Raiders, you know, did a lot of stuff there.
MVP once.
New England, all that kind of stuff. 164 career touchdowns, 198 career interceptions. You know, that's a
only pass for
it's a tough deal.
Again, different era again. He played, what, 15 years roughly?
Something yeah, 24 like to 39.
Yeah, so, but again, different era. Only threw for just under 26,000 yards.
Yeah, but I can get with that. Here, let me give you a guy who is in the Hall of Fame. That how about Joe Namath? You care to guess Joe Namath's touchdown and interceptions on his career? It's 173 touchdowns, 220 interceptions. So I mean, it's, you know, again,
it's all relative.
If you're, you know. But Joe Namath was on covers of magazines and had the guarantee and all that stuff in New York, all that. So
his overall completion percentage, you see that? It was only 50%.
Oh, yeah. But again, those are different. I refuse to believe that. I mean, it's different eras.
And, yeah, and he only won one championship and one MVP.
Yeah, but he guaranteed it.
Yeah, he did. And but I think, I'm telling you, there's some of that, like you said, he was the face with the magazines and all the charisma and stuff, so.
I mean, I'll tell you this. How do I put this? I want to adjust this, but I think, so I always say, if you can't write the story in a positive manner of a franchise without a player, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not a stuck-up snob in a sense with it. So, like, in that case, Jerome Bettis should be in, okay? If I'm going off of this. I think Phillip Rivers belongs in the Hall of Fame because you can't write the story of the Chargers without him. Mm-hmm. And he is going to end his career in, you know, in every category, very high, all that kind of stuff. And amongst his peers, Phillip Rivers at times was a top five quarterback for a good chunk of his career, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Eli Manning was never a top five quarterback, but you can't write the story of the Giants or actually the New England Patriots without specifically Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. So I think that gets him in.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, by that logic, Frank Gore is not a Hall of Famer, and he will get in. But Frank Gore, who's like your number whatever, two or three leading rusher all time, you can write the entire story of the NFL without mentioning him once. To me, that's a great litmus test as to whether a guy belongs in.
You think Phillip Rivers, I was just kind of thinking about this, is Phillip Rivers, I'm not saying he's the same quarterback, or I'm just comparing maybe his numbers.
Phillip Rivers is better than Eli Manning.
I'm talking about a guy that's in there. It's Dan Marino.
I don't know, dude. Dan Marino was...
I know. I'm talking about like stat numbers. I know it's different eras and things like that again.
Dude,
but
if Dan Marino was now, he'd be putting up Pat Mahomes numbers.
Oh, I agree.
All the time.
I'm just thinking about from a Hall of Fame perspective, having that conversation. Yeah. To see a guy you look back who had in his career 61,361 yards, 420 touchdowns to 252 interceptions. And you look at Phillip Rivers, again, you go... He's got it at 59,271, 397 touchdowns and 198 interceptions.
Dan Marino's a better quarterback.
I think so, but I'm saying if you're looking at Hall of Fame and you're talking about a guy that never won a title and
different
never,
eras though.
I know.
I mean, when Marino was playing, he had the marks, right? And those guys could get grabbed and held right at the line of scrimmage the mm-hmm. entire time. Phillip Rivers has played the vast majority of his career in a time where you can't hit a guy when he jumps up to catch mm-hmm. the ball. Because it's
no, I totally agree. I'm just thinking
helpless
from
receiver.
If you're comparing a guy in an era to a Hall of Fame, if you're talking about, well, is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer? Because typically these people like to compare people to other people, like we're doing now with Eli, right?
Who's
you're looking back and you're saying, oh, Eli compared to a guy that Vinny Testaverde, everybody's talking about.
Sure.
Now you can go back and say, well, who's Phillip Rivers like? What's his case? If a championship
Marino,
is a tipping
if
point.
If I'm wrong on this, correct me, but I think Marino was number one when he retired in yards, touchdowns. I mean, there was no quarterback stat he didn't own. Phillip Rivers isn't going to sniff.
No.
Number one.
Yeah, just for the discussion Phillip Rivers comes up Hall of Fame and you're like, okay, what's the debate, pros and cons?
Who are his peers, Phillip Rivers? Because that's what matters. You're a Hall of Famer based on your era. Otherwise, if I'm comparing Phillip Rivers to like guys that played in the 60s, of course he's in because he triples their numbers. His peers are Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. Those are four there. Who else? Eli, I suppose, because they came in at the same time.
Probably.
Matt Ryan has been in this whole time. Ben Roethlisberger has been here
this
whole time.
Yeah, I was looking at that draft because that same draft was Eli, Phillip Roethlisberger was in that draft. I think that might be it. Those are the first round quarterbacks in that draft.
I'll be honest with you. I just rattled off a list of Phillip Rivers is either the last or next to last on. So how many quarterbacks do you put in from an era? That's the other question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because like I think I rattled off six Hall of Famers. And then you have to start saying, are these other guys Hall of Famers? Is Eli a Hall of Famer? Mm-hmm. Is Phillip Rivers? Will Matt Ryan be a Hall of Famer? Matt Ryan's going to crush and, by the way, throw less interceptions than every one of Phillip Rivers' stats. But is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer? I don't know. Let's take a really quick break. We'll take caller number 1515 in honor of the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. Caller number 15, you could join the show and win yourself some movie tickets right now down to the Grand Theater this weekend on us. There's no football this weekend, so you might as well go check out a good movie and have an opportunity to that. So caller 1515 right now can get some movie tickets down to the Grand Theater back after this.